This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. There was a first-of-its-kind meeting in Boston today. Political leaders and public safety officials from all six New England states gathered for a day-long conference to discuss new ways to stem the illegal gun trade. Here's Boston Mayor Marty Walsh, who organized the summit.
When it comes to illegal guns and it comes to drugs, it's time to draw a line in the sand. We need to stop that.
WBUR's Asma Khalid was at the summit and joins us now. Hi there, Asma.
Hi, Meghna.
So a major part of the problem in terms of illegal gun trafficking is not fully understanding its dimensions here in New England. So how big of a problem is it?
I mean, I think it's a big problem, but not necessarily limited to New England. This is a problem throughout the country. And the reason, though, I think that the mayor was very keen to have this regional summit is because a lot of the guns that we see here in Massachusetts are not necessarily originating from within the state. A lot come from New Hampshire, Maine, and in fact, actually all along the I-95 corridor. They've been traced to Georgia and Florida. So there's this idea that, okay, at least within New England, we really can't deal with this problem alone. And part of that is because a lot of cities, a lot of the police chiefs that I heard from today reference the fact that there's a sort of guns for drugs trade market going on. Lawrence Mayor Dan Rivera was there, and he said that that's a very big problem, and what, they're only 3 miles away from the New Hampshire border. So it seems to be a problem that people want to tackle together.
And now they're thinking about taking a regional approach rather than a state-by-state approach. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's interesting because this understanding of the problem of the illegal gun trade, the awareness of it has been around for some time. But I wonder what were some of the particular issues discussed today, you know, about what could be done, if anything.
That's interesting. I think today was sort of a brainstorming session. You had police chiefs and mayors, city council leaders, even from really all over, Portland, Maine, Vermont, Springfield, Massachusetts. And it was a chance for all of them to be in the same room and also learn really what the data is, it was almost like sort of an educational seminar. I mean, I found out about a lot of things I had no knowledge of. One is this website called armslist.com. And there was a speaker who spoke about it's a website where you can go online and you can buy guns, but they've seen quite a bit of traffic in neighboring states, ads in New Hampshire and in Vermont. And the gentleman who was speaking said that they actually did an undercover investigation where they went online to this armslist.com and tried to purchase a gun and tried to sort of detect who is selling these guns and who's buying these guns. And from his analysis, he surmises that about a third of the sellers are likely engaging in illegal business.
Oh, interesting. And this is just purely online.
Exactly. And then there were other issues brought up as well. You know, Mayor Walsh had expressed some desire to create a regional center for crime research. That's just a proposal, but it seems like there was interest in the room for greater collaboration on this moving forward.
I understand that Mayor Walsh also announced funding for a new study of illegal gun trafficking.
That's right. This is a study that's going to be essentially done by Anthony Braga. He's a senior fellow in the criminal justice program at Harvard. He'll conduct the study. And, you know, two areas that he's found interesting was he actually looked at where the guns being used in crimes, where those guns were coming from here in Massachusetts. And he found that if he looked in 2005, 2006, and compared that to 2013, there was a noticeable difference. And one of the big differences is we used to see more guns coming from North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, and Florida, all along the I-95 corridor. What we're seeing now is sort of a shift in where those illegal guns are coming from. And most noticeably, he says that a lot more are coming from within Massachusetts. You know, in 2005, 2006, maybe a quarter of the guns were coming from Massachusetts. That number's now gone up to nearly half, 46%. Let's take a listen to why he thinks that's problematic.
As soon as I saw that number, I said, how could this be? We've got very good gun laws in the state of Massachusetts. And, you know, I really would like to figure out what's going on.
So, Asma, this is very interesting because it seems to be a shift, a major shift, because as Anthony Braga said, for a long time it was thought that Massachusetts' stronger than average gun laws were keeping illegal gun sales or tamping them down from within the state. But now it seems like that's shifting. And does he have any even sense as to the beginnings of the reason why?
He mentioned one thing in passing, which, you know, he's a researcher. He didn't want to sort of jump in death. Hypotheses of why, but he said that, you know, in a lot of states, there's a secondary market. So say, you know, you were to purchase a gun legally, you could then sell it to me. And that transaction in the state of Massachusetts should be documented. Legally, it is supposed to be documented. And he had some questions about whether that's actually happening and who's following up on that process. And he, you know, mentioned that that's something he would really like to dig into deeper.
Interesting. And I understand that he's also going to look more closely at how guns move through the city of Boston in particular.
Exactly. He's, you know, looked at sort of these issues around violence and guns in Boston for many years. So he already has a lot of contacts in the city. And he said that he's specifically wanting to look at neighborhoods that have been most affected by gun violence. He wants to sort of do these ethnographic interviews. He says we already know how illegal guns come into Massachusetts.
But the question is, if I'm a gang kid, you know, how do I get access to that firearm? Yeah. And I think if we understand the street level dynamics, then we'll be able to better do something about it.
And so this study, you know, it'll begin this summer. And he's saying that as he finds out new research findings from this all, he likely is going to report it. So I don't know sort of at what point we'll have a conclusive study. But Mayor Walsh says that from this research, he would like to actually come up with some concrete action plans.
Mm. Now, I'm curious, a final question, Asma, because I suppose perhaps at the detailed street level that Anthony Braga might be looking at in terms of the movement of guns around Boston, maybe this data doesn't yet exist. But I wonder why, in terms of the interstate level data that we were talking about earlier, the regional approach, doesn't that data already exist about guns from, at least, let's say, within the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms?
You know, that's a really good question. They certainly are tracking data on guns. I think that sort of when you're really keen, you know, they look at so much data. And in this case, you know, today's conversation was really focused while it was New England. Anthony was looking specifically at data within Massachusetts. And when you start to break that down, and he said, you know, he actually took that data and talked about it with the folks at the alcohol Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms and discussed it and said, hey, you know, what's going on here? Why are we seeing this discrepancy? So I think that data is out there, but is someone actually sitting down and assessing it from the context of Massachusetts? And that doesn't seem to have been the case.
Yet.
Yet, exactly.
WBO reporter Asma Khalid, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Well, listeners, stick with us because when we come back, we'll take a look at whether the promise of digital democracy online is turning more into a reality that looks like digital feudalism. Stay with us. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.